Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, Randy, how are you doing over there?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Hey, everybody out there. We're going to have a wonderful show today. And many of you guys are listening archive, but if you're calling in, we really want you to call in today. We want your input on what's going on. And the call-in number is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. And we are going to be talking about property values have gone up many places in the country. And with property values going up, your taxes will go up. So we want to find out if you're one of these people and what you need to do. You've got to and what you make sure you do in time and so that you can appeal this. So you don't have to take this as verbatim. You don't have to be stuck with it if you can change that. And then on the second half, Randy, we have a wonderful guest coming in,
yeah.
And I'll turn that over to you.
You betcha. Dave Kirby, you've probably heard him. He's been on just like every radio station in America. You've either heard him doing promos or commercials or something. Been at radio 35 years, worked on every level in radio, and including hosting a number one morning show in Tampa, Florida. Has an agency called I Believe Media, a content creator for organizations like Compassion International, and other hunger organizations and nonprofits. Worked as a fundraiser, and that's where I met him. He's worked as a fundraiser for nonprofit radio stations, hosting and producing over 500 events and raising in excess of $100 million during his career. So he's very wealthy as well. No, he raised the money for the nonprofits. So in that world, as you know, when you raise that money for the nonprofits, it goes to the nonprofits. But he is he has launched a podcast, and it's called One Simple Thing. And the whole idea is building a better business by building a better YOU. So it's all about personal growth, which is perfect for our second half. So I'm excited to have Dave on.
Oh, looking forward to that. That's going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
you'll be blown away by his he's that guy, man. He's got that killer radio voice. He's that guy. Hi, how are you guys doing, everybody?
You are too, Randy. You've got a radio voice, definitely.
Absolutely. But not like Dave. Not like Dave. Dave's got the killer radio voice. Isn't that weird how we all...
You've been doing it 37 years, right?
Yeah. Something, I forget. After 30, I think it starts to get a little muddled, but... Yeah, I began at KEZY in Anaheim, right across from Disneyland, back when AM, there was no real such thing as FM. It was just
really?
AM.
Really? Oh, I guess I'm dating Mark. Wow. I would have assumed FM was around for longer than that, but I guess not. Wow.
FM, when I started in radio, KEZY 1190 AM was the number one radio station in Orange County, and it was playing music. FMs were around, but owners didn't know what to do with them, they were fairly new on the scene, and so they were still kind of being figured out. Some stations were doing, the classic rock thing on them, but quickly FM, of course, became, what music stations are played on primarily nowadays, but it's weird to think about that, because that was only 1975. I say that only, but that was the year I graduated from high school and got an internship at a radio station, and the rest is history. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
You are great.
So Dave has been in about the same amount of time as me in terms of radio, and I've got to work with him on a couple fundraisers at radio stations, and just really enjoyed hanging out. He's a kindred spirit, you know. He's passionate about what we're passionate about, which is being the change, making a difference. And in his case, again, using radio, podcasting, and all of his experience to do that. So he's kind of like my brother from another mother, as you might call it. Some of my friends would say, but we're very kindred spirits in that regard. So that is our second half.
I'm excited. You're going to be on vacation next week too, so I hope you have a wonderful cruise. Hope you have a great time.
Going to do the Alaskan cruise. So,
that's going to be fun.
Monica's mom, every 5 years, she basically kicks down and pays for, you know, the family, the extended family, to go on some kind of cool thing. We've been to Costa Rica and Mexico a couple times, and so
nice
everybody,
mom.
we had a meeting last Thanksgiving, and it's like, what do you guys want to do? And everybody went, we want to go to Europe. And she said, no, what else? I said, oh, how about Alaskan cruise? Okay, we'll do that. So,
yeah. I love it. That's going to be so much fun. Oh, God. And then congratulations on all your walking and weight loss, too, because I know you've been working on that for the cruise, which will continue after the cruise.
I'm going to have to walk a lot more on the cruise because, of course, all you really do, especially, I'm guessing, you know, on an Alaskan cruise where it might be cold outside, is you might be sitting in the buffet quite a bit. So
all you do is pig out, and then people that drink, they drink. Drink and pig out.
Yeah,
you definitely gain weight on a cruise. That's real a test to our willpower, right?
I guess
it's just like eat only a quarter of that whole thing instead of a half of it, and then you can make it through. Oh, my goodness. I know I would be pigging out pretty badly.
Mm-hmm.
But not going to be able to anymore. I have to cut back on salt. So let's get started. When we do the show, of course, we're limited on time. And what this is about is property values going up around the country. Now, I was reading something yesterday that said that, excuse me, more of the East Coast is more of a buyer's market, and the except for Florida, is coming up, and that the West Coast is, excuse me, a seller's market. But I know we have a brokerage in Maryland, and things are still selling there too much better than they were a few years ago. So I consider that more of a seller's market. But this is something that is being pointed out now, that there still are buyer's markets. So in areas, for the sake of the show today, we're actually going to discuss Honolulu, Hawaii. And some of our quotes are going to come from the Star Advertiser, the Pulse of Paradise newspaper here on the islands. And we're going to go over that because we have such limited time on what's been happening. So if you're a property owner and you pay property taxes, you know when your bill comes in. Many places it's in July. You could have a biannual bill. It just depends on where you are around the country. When your bill comes in, it's really, really important to see when your appeal period is, because if it comes in and your taxes are too high, it's mandatory that you appeal within that time period or you're going to lose your rights. So, and you don't want to get into some big lawsuit if somebody decides to start a suit because it's all not fair, et cetera, even after the deadline. You just want to file your appeal definitely within your deadline. Some are 45 days, some are 90. It just depends, and it'll say on your taxes when you get your assessment and your tax bill. Now, you live in California, Randy, and in California, from what I understand, and many times things are changing, so forgive me if something's changed and I'm not aware of it, but in California, they have a really good situation with property taxes where your assessment, your taxes may not go up every 3 years, and like in many states. From what I understand, when the person purchases the property, that's when the tax bill goes up. So if somebody's older and has lived in the property for years, you may still have a relatively low tax bill. Are you familiar with that, with your house? Like, has it gone up every so many, or not? It stayed pretty
much the same over the years, yeah.
Yeah, so you're, that's a one good, that's really, that's, that must still be going on that way. That's a really good thing that California does have, which many of the states don't, where it's going to be assessed and then go up. So going over to Honolulu, the market has gone up. The average price range now of a single-family home on Oahu is $700,000 versus like in the fives a couple years ago. So, for example, I'm going to quote one of the properties, some of the properties have gone up. The tax increase has been 150% just in from the assessment from 2013 to 14, which sounds crazy, doesn't it? That's really, really high. Now, Hawaii, when you look at the averages around the country, typically has lower property taxes than some states, which is a good thing, and a good thing for retirees. The values may be a lot more, but the property taxes assessment are less typically per value. The other thing is, there are people here, just like in many states, you want to take advantage of your homestead credit if you live in the property and you're, you know, actually a primary residence. You want to make sure you file through your tax department and take advantage of that credit, because that credit can amount to be a lot of money. Now, in Hawaii, it looks like what they're doing on the out-of-state owners, many of these increases went up, if you're not homestead, a lot higher, and that's a huge problem. So let me give you an example. There's a gentleman here, Lambert Y, was quoted in the paper, that his property taxes went up to $2.7 million, more than double his assessment. $2.7 million, more than double last year's total. His new assessment meant that his tax bill went from $5,000 to about $9,100 a year. Can you imagine? He's 93 years old. It says he's lived in his Diamond Head area home for 35 years. It's sad. Then there was he's a retired insurance executive. Says more than 2,100 have appealed their valuations in Hawaii here, on Oahu basically, at a 41% increase from last year's. That's a lot. I mean, that's huge, you know. So I always say, when something's happening in one place, it's happening somewhere else too, right? So be careful, because you may get your taxes and you may just go, okay, and most people are going to look and want to look and see how high they are, but you've got to really read through and make sure you can appeal in time. Some people may be traveling. A lot of people are gone in the summers, and, you know, you just want to really make sure you're get in under the gun, because some of this is just not cost affordable for people if they're retired and they can't do it. You know, there's another person, it was a 92% increase from last year. It was assessed at, the house here in Hawaii was assessed at $3.2 million. Last year her taxes were, this is a woman named Gail Street, and this is quoted out of the Honolulu Star Advertiser on Monday, July 28th, 2014. It was assessed at nearly $3.2 million. Last year's tax bill was $5,400, and now it's $10,700.
Wow.
So, and she had an appraiser come out, and they come out and appraise it. It looks like it appraised it 2.17, and the county's saying 2.8 million. That's a huge difference. A lot of people are very, very upset, and I have noticed it makes a difference whether your home, you know, if it's your personal residence or if you're not getting the credit either. The credit can change dramatically. We were looking at one of the condos that if you live in the unit down in Waikiki, Honolulu area, it's running around $700 a year, and if you're an investor, it's going to run around $1,400. So that's, you know, big difference.
Mm. So are they saying, I mean, when you mentioned that, you know, an independent appraiser appraised it lower than the, city or state appraiser, is that part of their justification? Is that enter into the mix for raising the taxes, essentially, because it's more, they're saying it's worth more?
They're actually saying it's worth more than what everyone else thinks.
So there's more taxes then.
And then, you know, it's based on the higher the value, the more taxes you pay. So, it's really creating a big problem. And, you know, there have been higher-end sales, but that shouldn't – I mean, they really need to get specific in the streets and the communities. And I mean, because there's just too many, 2,100 people. There's just too many. Some of these – here's another person, Frank Jordan – Matson's neighbor says it's Michelle's Matson's neighbor. Oh, I know what this is. Gale Street is the homeowner's. Gale Street is the street, and Michelle Matson's the homeowner that was raised 92% last year. Frank Jordan, her neighbor, said his went to nearly $3.6 million, a 65% jump from last year. You know, so his taxes were going from $5,800 to $12,000. I mean, how do you do that? You know, when you're counting, you figure in your budget, and all of a sudden, in 1 year, it's not good. So everybody's been appealing and fighting it. You know, hopefully there's not too many people that maybe are out of the city, out of the state, out of the country, and they're not noticing it, because that's, you know, a problem. It looks like to settle the cases in the city in May for Honolulu, the owners were offered reassessments, you know, that were roughly about $500,000 to $1 million less than the original ones. That's not cutting it for some. Like, for example, Ms. Matson said they're not happy with it because that's the person that the appraiser said the house is worth $2.17 million and the assessments office saying $2.8 million. So $700,000 is a huge difference. But this is, you know, I wanted to have the show today because these things happen, and they happen in many cities and towns. And it's not that the assessors aren't trying to do their jobs. They're going in with raw data, and they're going in with specific data from other places. Sometimes it's unfair, though, if somebody's not in-state resident. You know, I think for the taxes to be so much higher for out-of-state doesn't sit that well with me. I understand people should get a homestead credit, but, you know, almost 50% is kind of high, right, for people out of the area. So.
Yeah.
We're using Hawaii because we have limited time. Of course, I'm here too, right? But we have limited time to, you know, cover all the areas. But I wanted to go over this because people are busy, really busy, and you know it could be easy for someone to say, "Oops, I forgot. I didn't even check. I didn't even look. It's sitting in the envelope over there. I'm just assuming." Over all these other years, it hasn't gone up much, so they didn't read all their mail. You know, people get busy, things happen, and you don't want to miss the deadlines. Please don't miss the deadlines. You're in a good state for the way it works, so you're good, but I'm not sure if it's changed. I don't know if it could have changed in any of your municipalities, different cities, different places, because I don't ever want to assume anything.
For once, California's in that situation, it's a good thing.
Yeah, everybody.
You rarely hear California and a good thing in terms of taxes, you know. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know. Everybody, well, you know, I think everybody's hurting everywhere, right? All these, you know, the funding's really hurting. Some of the funding's being put in wrong places, as we've discussed before. Just like our show last week, we really think people need to learn how to go out there and make it rather than, you know, so. But for those of you out there that may be in buyer's markets and you're the buyer getting ready to buy a property, double check. There's a lot of areas. Now, not all, but double check. There's many areas that allow you, when you purchase the property, if the taxes are assessed higher than what you're purchasing it at and you're getting it in under, you know, a good buyer's market deal, some jurisdictions allow you to appeal that price, that value, within 90 days of purchase. You need a copy of your HUD statement, and then you have to follow the guidelines. And again, every place is different. But if you want to know how you find out that, just ask the title company or the escrow company that you're closing with. Those title attorneys or people that you're working with there shouldn't be able to give you that information. And if they can't, you can just call the tax assessment office in your locale, and they'll be able to give you the information, tell you what forms you need to fill out and what data you need to send in. You may need that real estate agent to help you to pull comps, and if you do, you can you probably know someone in your area. You can always go to realtyuniversal.com and fill out the contact us form, and we can place you with somebody in your area that can help you. But definitely, if you are buying, look at it too, because you know, all of this adds up. I mean, what do they talk about? You know, buy a coffee at Starbucks or buy a coffee out. You know how much money we spend? I mean, we just blow without realizing it, right? Well,
oh, yeah.
This, I mean, how somebody 93 years old on a fixed budget, and they could be very wealthy, it doesn't matter either way. They're on a their budget. That's not fair. It's going to go more than double their bill. I mean, that's crazy. And it's not just happening to them. It's happening to many people. So, I mean, and for some people, that's just too much. They're not going to be able to afford it because they are living paycheck to paycheck. And plus, it's not right. I mean, in 1 year, that's so they're dealing with it here. I'm sure many other cities and states are dealing with it, you know, in their areas, respectively, who handles the taxes. So be careful. And, you know, don't think just because one neighbor couldn't get it down that you can't get it down. And, for example, there's such a large problem right here now in Honolulu that they're willing to settle it for, you know, the $500,000 to $1 million to take those reductions. And, again, some people are taking it. Some people are saying, no, we're fighting it all the way. So it's worth it because it does work. Appeals do work. And but, again, you want to be within the deadline. So, yeah,
wow.
We so it's a good thing that property values are going up. But, you know, I think one of the homeowners was stating here in the paper, too, that they think the assessors may have just used too high of comps, you know, and neglected the rest of the homes in the area because they can assess. They have to do it like an appraisal with what's sold, what's active, what's pending. But they can. There's also foreclosures and short sales, and that's going to bring it down. So, you know, I feel like there could be more data added to it. Honolulu has such a backlog. They're still dealing with some of the appeals from 2012. So,
wow.
You know, everybody's happy when the prices go up, but
yeah.
Respectively, you know, this is
just
way too high, way too high.
Crazy.
Well,
amazing.
Yeah, and everybody has their opinions, and people are upset, but I think that's, you know, but so there we go.
That's wacky. Why don't we take a break and then jump back in, and then Dave Kirby will be joining us in a few minutes. You want to do that?
That'd be great.
Very cool. So go ahead and hit a commercial.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to go right back in here. And
we are...
It's Your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of a class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
And we are back to Realty Universal Radio. Just
way to go! Way to go! Let's kind of share. Normally I'm running the board and today.
No. You can hear right now. I don't want to do that. I want to be it because this is a show.
Natalie is running the board, so we are back. We are live. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to kind of do the other thing. So we're doing. We're testing in the background, and then we put us live. So I'm like, no, I don't want to do live on the test live. Blah, 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 blah. So we're going to go. Randy, so funny. You're so used to radio, and I'm not. So he's going to. He's going to tease
me.
He's going to be. Huh?
It's one of those things that, you know, you do it enough that you, you know, you get used to it, and you kind of don't think about it. Like, kind of like you writing a contract.
You know, with me, with selling houses, I could literally do it in my sleep. My son used to say years ago, I'm not kidding, because I got into it when he was six, and I talk in my sleep, and I remember him telling me once, I don't know, he's probably 10 to 12 or something, he goes, Mom, you were talking in your sleep, and the worst thing about it is I tried to ask you questions, and you answered them, and you were still in your sleep about real estate. I'm like, oh, my God, that's not good. But no, it is true, though, because you just – We're going to be you'll be on vacation for a little bit and a while, and you know, and we're just going to be gone. I'm so used to bantering back and forth with you. You know, we just
bantering.
Talk about this and talk about that. Is that what we call it?
It's bantering, yes, banter, lively banter. I think it's lively banter.
Yeah. So that's going to be different. So anyhow, but it'll all be good. It'll all be fun. And just like I told you when I got into a studio years back and I went behind the board and all, it was like, oh, I felt like a fish out of water, you know?
Yeah.
That's just like anything,
gosh.
Anytime you're doing something different. So we'll have fun, and I won't have problems talking, that's for sure. But but you know the big thing, though, is you know when you're doing your own show, too, you kind of get a little like, we don't want to be opinionated, right? Aren't we supposed to be more... neutral,
well,
but it's hard to not get opinionated when you're talking about like the property values, right? And going, hey, come on, charging people double for the next year. How can we not get opinionated? Or some of the politics we get into, you know, it's a little
it's
different,
getting increasingly,
right?
And increasingly difficult to not be opinionated. But I'm a big Dennis Miller fan. I listen to his radio show all the time, and he's a very famous comedian, and he's, you know, everybody knows he's right-wing, whatnot, does the stuff with O'Reilly. And he's got to a point where he said after this last election, he's like, I've just got to the point where I'm not giving it any more of my energy, man. I just can't, you know. But he still will make his commentary, and everybody knows where he's at. And
so he pretty much is retiring off of it?
Well, he's just saying that, you know, people will call up and, you know, Obama this, Obama that, and he's like, you know what, dude? I'm just not going to give it my energy anymore because we've chosen, you know, we're going down this path. You know, when you talk about Israel, you can talk about, now here we go, we're getting into it. You can talk about the border. You can talk about the economy. And there's enough stuff there to just fire you up for days. And he's basically saying, he's not retiring from radio, but he's really backing off from being so belligerent and angry and hostile. On his radio show.
So, we want to have the rules and the protocol, but then we also want to be real too, and then also we want our listeners to give their opinions and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a fine line there between the protocol and the rule, because everyone complains about the news of so many negative things. Let's show positive things, you know? So it's interesting. It's very interesting. So I'm glad they can't fire you for being opinionated on here, but...
Oh, well, that's why they... Of course, that's what... Guys like that, I mean, they make their living. Hannity and, you know, those guys that have their talk shows, they are paid because of their opinions, but... Yeah, it can be. I know when you and
so the
I
controversy
back, remember,
is what people. The controversy is what does it, huh? They still want the controversy.
Oh yeah, it makes great radio when people call in and argue, and you know. Although I think honestly, people are getting more and more tired of that. You know, I just really do. I sense that. I talked to a guy today who's running for city council locally here in Chico, and he said the same thing. He said, you know, people don't trust their government. You know, locally, regionally, statewide. Saturday,
no,
nationally.
But we don't. I don't like to hear people slinging back and forth at each other. I mean, having opinions is one thing. Like I'm more conservative, you know, than not, and having opinions is more. Like we totally believe in God, and I will say that everywhere and anywhere. And I'm not gonna, you know, but I just think that some of it gets ugly. You know, when the slinging is ugly, and it's like kids are on a playground fighting or something. I don't think that's too cool. But
no,
I don't know.
So
it's tough. It's really tough, Randy, because part of the free speech is. Being free, right? It's
and disagree.
I guess, but I think you've been in radio for so many years, you just know the protocol, and you're like, you know, you're so good at naturally knowing to put it in here, put it in there, don't pull back, don't do this, you know.
Well, yeah,
so.
Depending on the format and the purpose of the show, I know when you and I, but you cannot, like you said, you cannot do a real estate show which involves, you know, economics, and a lot of political, a lot of, you know, law making or law repealing, and you can't do a show without, you know, agreeing or disagreeing with you know, something that's happening in the government, because as you've shared many, many, many times, you know, they're looking at doing this or not doing this, and is it good or bad, and how will it affect the market, and, you know, we've talked about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and possibly all the changes there, and, you know, it gets back to a conversation about the government, and, you know,
yeah.
But again, depending on the show, you know, you can kind of dabble in that and then move back on to what we're about, which is the first half, real estate. And by the way, realtyuniversal.com is the website, realtyuniversal.com, for literally whether you're a broker, whether you are an agent, whether you are a buyer or seller, literally check out realtyuniversal.com. There's something there for everybody and tons of information. That's an amazing website and a lot of good stuff on there. And again, you can contact us that way as well, radio@realtyuniversal.com. radio@realtyuniversal.com. And by the way, we are live, and I know even though we have a lot of listeners who are listen archive, you can call in at 347-945-5428. Again, 347-945-5428, and, you know, voice your opinion. Maybe you have a question for Natalie, we'd be happy
to
field
those.
Yeah,
totally. And I know, Dave Kirby's going to be on next. He's going to be on a couple shortly, so we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And come right back.
All righty.
Yeah.
Dr. Glenn Villanueva, or as we like to call him, Dr. V, is in the house. What's up, buddy?
Not too much. Just the usual, you know, healing the sick and all of that kind of stuff. Okay, maybe not. I am a doctor, but
you are.
I really don't heal people. I just kind of help out the process, I guess.
Wow. Messiah complex much?
Yeah, but okay. Well, side note.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win. We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
We are back to Realty Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullinex, your host for today. And we're doing a recap of our first half of the show. If you're just getting in, you can call in at 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. Our first half is was about property values. And if your taxes have gone up, make sure you file an appeal by the deadline so that you can possibly bring your taxes down. We were using Honolulu as an example, which some of the taxes have gone up 92%, which is pretty high in a year. So we want to cover that. And if you want to reach us, you can also reach us at radio@realityuniversal.com or go to realityuniversal.com and we can place you with a broker in your area. If you need assistance anywhere in the 50 states, we can also refer you out of the 50 states. But today's show is basically about property values and assessments in the U.S. And our second half is Dave Kirby, who's going to be on momentarily. He's a veteran, 30 years in the radio. He actually has been on numerous shows, hosted his own. He's done unbelievable amounts of fundraising. I'm really looking forward to hearing his story. He's actually right now doing a blog post that's called One Simple Thing Blog Post. One Simple Thing. It's actually a blog cast, and very, very interesting. So we will be right back. Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy. And we are back to Realty Universal Radio. And so, Randy, we're going to roll on the second half. I think Dave's coming on momentarily and maybe stuck in some traffic right
Hopefully.
Now. These traffic jams are always out of our control. So here we go.
Yep.
And
you know, that happens all the time in radio, man. You when it's live especially, is you never know what's happening. I know he's in Chicago doing a fundraiser with Moody Bible Radio for – Compassion International. So he's on a mission. You know, that's again part of what he does with his fundraising. And but he you know, he said
that's
he would
awesome.
Have some time for us. So yeah, he may have ran into something there at the station somehow. And
I know. I remember one time having to do the show. I was going up. I headed to Connecticut, and I had to end up doing it in the car. On the show. Sometimes these kings come up and we go through that. So if anybody wants to call in and questions on the first half, 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. And
I just got somebody emailing. They have a question for you. You ready?
Yep.
Yeah, ready? Okay, they're asking, okay, Natalie, we're thinking of moving. Where is the best state to move to, in your opinion?
Oh, that's a loaded question. I can't answer that question without asking it. I can't answer that question without asking questions of you, like, you know, who's the caller that's calling in. So in order to answer that question, what do you like? What do you want to, what are you, do you have a family? Are you looking for,
I'll help her qualify a little bit since she didn't call in and we can't get back to her. Maybe.
So let's ask her some questions then.
Yeah. You talking about in terms of taxes? Are you talking about, you know, in terms of family, you know, environment, you know?
Well, what you want to do, because do they have children? Are they looking, are they empty nesters? What stage of life are they in? What about weather? What about family? That's just a really loaded question.
Huh? What about just price-wise? What do you think? What, I guess something like Wyoming or...
Well, you know, you're funny. Because you can still get some deals down in Florida, believe it or not. Somebody could go in and buy a lot and then build a home later. So there's still some really unbelievable prices for lots. On the Big Island, if you want to go to Hilo, you can buy really inexpensive lots. All over the Midwest, too. You know, so really... That would be too much of a loaded question, but if you can email back or through Facebook, just say, what are you, what stage of life are you in? What are you looking for? What are your dreams? Because there's really, I don't know that you can say which is the best state. Somebody might say this is the best state for value, like you said, or the best city. This may be the lowest crime place. You know, this may be, I mean, it really is a loaded question. So without knowing a lot more questions, a lot more detail, very hard to answer. So
true. That's very true. That's very true.
You can go back in and
I'll look for the email there. I know that Hawaii's kind of one of those things. Has there been a as big of a drop in for instance transactions in Hawaii as there is other places, or is it kind of always fairly healthy?
Hawaii's been really good the last few years, but if you look at, and there's always areas in any place that are going to take longer to sell than others. I mean, if you go back into the 90s, Hawaii was not doing good, but after 2000, Hawaii's been doing fantastic. So, so it's definitely
new construction's kind of limited, huh? New construction.
In Hawaii, they're actually. They have a place called Ka'aka, and they're building high-rises, and it's going to be huge. I mean, the new construction's going to be huge. And we still have, there's a lot of single-family construction going on. Yeah, there's only so much land, but there's still areas that have been rezoned and projects that have been in the works for many years. And then there's some high-rise projects that are going on in an area called Ka'aka in Honolulu that are doing really well. So I'm wondering... we may go in. We want to open up if anyone has any questions because it looks like Dave may be running into an issue time zoning. I'm not sure. If anybody has any questions, they can call 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428, and go from there. As far as real estate, it's still a great time to buy, still a great time to sell. I'll give you just a little recap since we're just going to be ending the tail end of the show. And Dave Kirby, how do people contact Dave Kirby? Like, is there a website or is he under the blog? The blogcast is the one simple thing?
You can just contact him, Dave, at onesimplethingonline.com. And it's
so Dave
number one.
The number one. Not spelled out. Simple thing.
Yeah, the number one. Simplethingonline.com.
Online.com.
.com.
And is it just let me tell, because you know about, you mean you've known him for years. So onesimplethingonline.com, what does that mean? Is it like focus on a simple thing for your consumer, for your business? What is it about?
It's about building a better business by building a better you. And I'm going to just go to his website, and there's kind of a description of exactly what you just asked. He says, you know, running a business, managing a family, trying to make the world a better place, you don't have time for the 24 things you can do lists. They can be overwhelming. So what about one simple thing, just one small action you can take today to make your life better, your business better, your world better. Welcome to a family of people who understand happiness is more than the bottom line. It's about being healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's about achieving the balance between work and life that make both possible. So his contention again, and he's been in radio and been through, you know, he's been an entrepreneur as well, and, you know, so he's been through the ups and downs of all of that. And his contention, go figure, because that's also, you know, the conclusion that you and I have come to, which is, you know, you build a better business, you build a better marriage, you build a better anything by building a better you. You know, it's about personal growth. It's about, you know, paying attention to that. And what's the one simple thing today you can do? And we, Monica and I were interviewed, you know, on his podcast. And, you know, again, each segment, each, you know, session or segment that we talked about each day was a little 10-minute interview. And each time he asked us, you know, what's the one simple thing today you can do to have a better marriage? And so he's really big on takeaways and keeping it really, really simple, because I think we can all get overwhelmed, and you and I have talked about this, we can all get overwhelmed by, you know, the internet. Everybody's got, you know, three simple steps to a better life and yada, yada, yada. And there's just so much information out there. And he's saying, man, one simple thing in each arena, each day, you know, and then, you know, just take that action. And I love that, because we, Monica and I say that about marriage. Often, you know, a couple will be married 5, 6, 7 years, and, you know, they talk about that 7-year itch, but there is that, you know, that time frame where you start to, you kind of like, wow, I know this person really well. They're not who I, you know, really married. I think I'm going to go find somebody else, or I'd like to, you know, and a lot of
that. That's terrible now. Yeah.
A lot of that is because they weren't growing together. They weren't allowing the marriage relationship to work on their individual stuff that they need to work on. We all come to marriage with stuff. And
but we come to life with stuff, you know, don't you, with everything. Yeah. I agree.
So it gets stirred up by all kinds of things. Marriage is one thing it gets stirred up by. You know, like you say, it doesn't have to be marriage. It could be other things that stir us up. But and we have a choice. We can either work on that stuff. And I'm going to, you know what, I'm just going to get really real here because, you know, that's kind of what we're about. But I was, I'm really blessed to have a few friends who are like, you know, therapists, like professional for real, I get paid for it, therapists. And I was having lunch last week with a friend of mine who's one, and I was just talking about, you know, and you and I have talked about this as far as my personality. I'm a guy, I'm a really good starter. I'm that guy that gets something really going. And then, you know, I'm not such a great finisher. And I'll get disillusioned, or I'll get several great ideas, and then I'll kind of, you know, not take action on them. And
or you take action but might want to quit before it's just going to have the, before it's going to blossom real huge.
Yeah. And so the term self-sabotage kind of came up. He goes, you know, and he goes, I wonder if, because some of these things that you come up with, they could really be successful, and then that would have to change your opinion of yourself. And I'm like, whoa!
Wow, that's heavy.
And he began to literally kind of weep and look at me, and he goes, you've got a deep wound that is still, you're still working on. And, you know,
oh,
and you,
Randy,
and I have talked about,
it's time to heal all over the place, isn't it?
Yep, it really is.
It's time to heal all over the place.
Yep.
I swear it is.
Yep.
It's just like, yeah. Because I think we all do that. And you know what I think? I text my son's amazing, and he's doing his MBA right now, and he's doing spinal research, and he's doing all these other things, and he's, you know, he gets stressed, and if this doesn't work, that doesn't work. And I reminded him yesterday, I texted him and said, you know what? I think we all do things. It's kind of like the thing with the elephant. You know how they train an elephant to not go further than it's supposed to go, to not run off? They tie a piece of rope around the elephant's leg and tie it to a fence, right? And maybe that rope's only 5 feet long. And after it's happened so many times, you could take the rope off the rough and they may not go anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's part of the training. And that's what we do as humans. we think we have a ceiling. We think we can only do this much. We block ourselves, and we all do it. We're all guilty of it. I don't know anybody that's not guilty of doing that. And that's where the procrastination comes in. That's where that stuff comes in. And what I've noticed is we both had, well, I think a lot of people have had dysfunctional childhoods, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have. And then we have that thing where, well, I love it's time to heal, and I try to incorporate it into everything I'm doing. And I don't know that we ever get to the end of the journey. I think there's always something to work through, something to do, or we can think we're healed, and then something happens. Like I thought I was healed, and then my brother died, and I went right to the ground. You know, I wasn't, you know, I had, it's so painful. So I think I agree with you, and I think it's taking that off. Like when it comes to money, just add a couple zeros. If it's 100, 1,000, 100,000, a million, come on. I mean, it doesn't mean you can lay in bed till noon every day and then expect to make $1 million. No, 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 no. You have to put work into things. But if you really want to do these other things, there's not a ceiling. But we make the ceilings, don't we? We do. And we're the one who sabotages ourselves. We're the ones that goes, okay, it's not working again. Forget it. Let me just forget this. I'm going to throw this out the window. And if we could just take that fear away and have more love, because we all need love, you know, and it's a process. I mean, it's just so, it would be so great if we could just put it into, bottle it or put it into a book that people could learn when they're little, you know. Like, I love the Bible. I love God. I love, you know, but you're right. And that's it's self-sabotage. We do it to ourselves, right? Because maybe we're looking for somebody to say, you did it great, you did a good job, you did, and we didn't get that when we were little, so maybe we're looking for that. I don't know where the self-sabotage, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think you and I both, you know, family of origin stuff where we weren't, not only weren't affirmed, but were, you know, maybe emotionally or whatever, abused. And I know, and that's my story. I mean, my mom died when I was 3, my alcoholic, abusive dad, you know, physically, emotionally abused me, and I, you know, you can say, oh, well, you know what, you need to get over it. Yeah, absolutely, you know what, but it's a lifetime, sometimes it's a lifetime journey, and that self-sabotage comes up. And I had a friend of mine once say, it's a lot like peeling an onion, man. There's a level of healing, you get an aha moment, you understand what the truth is versus what the lie is you've been believing, and you really live in that and sit in that. I had an experience last Saturday, actually 2 Saturdays ago, I was sitting waiting for somebody, and I just started repeating, and this is the power of, you know, the spoken word. I began to just say out loud, God is real, he really loves me, and I can trust him. And I said that, and I just kept repeating it, God is real. So camp on that one for a minute. Marinade, he is real. So
he is real.
Second, he really loves me, and not only loves me because he has to, he's God, in his job description, but he likes me. He likes me. Now, and number 3 is, I can trust him. And for me, I'm telling you, that's a lifelong challenge for me, because I had stuff go on at an early age where the trust, you know, amongst,
You know what happens? We expect the parents or the people we're supposed to trust the most, and then when our trust is taken away, it really changes things. But I'll tell you, you know how they say hindsight's 20/20, and nobody can really see the future, but we're always going, oh, if I would have done this or done that, you know, like, because things came so easily, and then we maybe sabotage or change this or change that. You know, I was looking at, you know, what was it? Zillow is buying out Trulia. We were already, 2000, 2001, had private servers, were already going to do so many listings, and then I sidetracked it to work on the brokerage in Hawaii, and I look at it and go, and we were doing software development, and it's like, oh my gosh, like, why did I just, what was going on? Well, you know what was going on? Life, real life, that so many times sidetracks us and pulls us here and pulls us there. But you know what I've come to realize is, and then we get older and we don't have the energy and we're going, whoops, okay. But you know what I've had to realize? It's not about the money, because, like, we still have taken care of our families. You still make the money. You still do the money. But you have to make money, and I think money does come when we're doing all of the above and we're doing our passion and we're kind of pushing to get out of the ceiling, the glass ceiling. But I do believe our life is more of who we become who we are, how we serve, who what we give back, what we're bringing to the table emotionally, mentally, as friends, as our family.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, we're not taking it with us when we die, okay? So it's not going with us. And
yep.
And but it would be nice to have the billions. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm definitely about, you know why? Because for me, if I built, I'd want to be giving back more, doing more serving, do more charity work. You know, I wouldn't be saying, hey, this is just for me. I'm just going to go get the biggest and best of everything. You know what? Do you know what I mean? Because, but I think that's what we take with us. And it's not, and but it's funny, other people can see clearly what we're doing, but those people have their own paths and their own lives too. So I don't think, I think we're all where we're supposed to be and where God comes in. He knew it would take us these years to zigzag around and do whatever. But if we listen to our heart and we know, you and I both, we've talked about it many times. And so I guess this ties in. Dave Kirby, we'd love to have you back another time. I know, you know, you've known Randy for a long time, so something must have come up. I don't know if it's time zone thing, issues, or what, but I know I'm hopefully everything's okay. Wherever you are right now. So your blog is the one simple thing to do, and your it's to reach you as Dave at onesimplethingonline.com. So Randy
yeah.
and I just went into what is that one simple thing, and we're talking about blocks that block that one simple thing. But, you know, God knows. God knows. And you know how we're all, like me, I've always had the passion to serve and give back, and then I've done it through Realty Universal, and I don't stop doing it, but yet I needed to do it in a larger way. And I really believe that in my heart that I've had since I was a little girl to help the starving children and all that, I believe that's something I'll finish, but it's not that I haven't started. And I realized that once I start giving my credit going, you have started, Natalie, you've helped a lot of people over the years, and whether it was even talking or advice or not just
oh,
money,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And different, because once we start doing that and going, I'm who I am, this is me, this is my path, my path's not your path, it's not this other person's path, it's not that. Once we start realizing it and we trust God, God makes the money come. God makes it work. I don't mean you can sleep till noon and never work at all and it's going to come. I'm talking about that passion. You ever notice how different people, like my son does the spinal research and he's loving it. He's not loving being stuck in one environment, though, but he's loving what he can do to serve and the creations and things that will come out of it. I would never be interested in that, just like he's not interested in what I do. You know how we all have our own
yeah.
path. And I
yep.
think if we listen to our heart, we're almost ready to end. And then, like you said, that one simple thing could be, what could it be? If you're in a marriage, it could be, I'm going to bring my partner. The men have always brought the women the flowers, but I don't think it's wrong if we bring them the flowers, you know? I'm going to.
Yeah.
I mean, do you men like to get flowers? I don't know.
You know what? For
I'm
me,
not,
honestly, if Monica just texts me, hey, I'm
uh-huh.
thinking about you, I love you, boom. For me, that's huge.
That's huge.
I'm on cloud
okay.
nine, yeah.
So okay,
that's,
so that's
thing.
A simple thing in your, you know, another simple thing to me would be the two words, I am sorry. So many times, little things or arguments or just things were misunderstood or things are said the wrong way. I'm not married, and I've been divorced for a long time. But, you know, I may talk to my office, and I may be in a rush, and I'm just saying something, and then later I have to say, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry if that didn't sound right. I was in a rush, right? You know, or in a marriage, in a family, in families, with kids, with mothers, with dads. You know, lots of times somebody's mad at somebody or this happened or that happened. And those two words, that one thing, I'm sorry. So make
mm-hmm.
such a difference. And then do the one thing for yourself that day, whether it is to go take a walk, take a run, go work out, go watch a movie, just go take a five-minute break if you can't take break, you know. So we are getting to the end of two. And, Randy, I just hope you all have the best time on your Alaskan cruise.
Yeah,
and we're
yeah.
going
to
miss you over here. So, yeah.
Looking forward to it. I'll be listening if I can get some Wi-Fi. I think they have internet cafes on the cruise, so.
You might not. No, don't do that. You might not want to listen because you might go, oh, my God, she's making a total mess of it. Ah! No, don't. You can listen to the podcast. So,
You'll do fine.
So, yeah. So,
yep.
Anyhow, so everybody out there, I think we hope all's good and you have a wonderful day, wonderful week. If you've look for your tax bill, please don't let the deadline miss. It's all in the details. We all miss the details and procrastinate, but you don't want to miss this one. And hope you have a wonderful day and enjoy it. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.